Welcome to the Fan Experience, a Phoenix Rising supporters podcast. Stick around for interviews, analysis, fan stories, and our love affair with Phoenix Rising. And now, to kick things off, is your host, Niall McCarthy.
Phoenix Rising family, welcome back. We've got a fantastic guest with us this afternoon, Brandon Mays. He's here to talk about Greenville Triumph. Brandon, you were with us last season, but it wasn't to talk about Greenville Triumph. It was to talk about Greg Hurst. Remember that?
I do. What a time.
Well, yeah. So you gave us a great preview for him, and then he came on the show himself and he told his stories. And we had a good season following Greg, but we wanted more from him. It didn't exactly work out as planned. And I don't know if you know, but he's no longer with us. He's gone to New Mexico United.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to this big game. It's the Open Cup round two, Phoenix Rising in their new home stadium, just their second match ever, and taking on your team, Greenville Triumph. So tell us a little bit about Greenville Triumph, a little bit of the history, where they're located, all that good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So we're in Greenville, South Carolina. We are one of the founding members of League One. So we started back in 2019. We actually had the first match in history. And so in League One history. So yeah, no, it's a fantastic club. You know, we're not one of the biggest markets in League One, but we're probably one of the most passionate. And so that's what I love about our town and how much we love the team. So like I said, we've been around since 2019. And so this is our fifth season. There's a whole fifth birthday celebration going on with the club right now. And we're basically one of the perennial powerhouses for the league, I would say. I'm a little biased, but we've been in the title game for most of the time. And we've won one. If those air quotes for anybody who's a Union Omaha fan, shout out to Greg Hurst again. And so if you're a Union Omaha fan, obviously that's in quotations because we won it off of a point total instead of winning the final because there was no final that year due to COVID. So we won based off of number of points that year. Gotcha. But yeah, we've constantly been in that conversation. So, I think Greenville prides itself on being one of the top clubs in League One, one of the toughest to beat, really solid in defense and incisive in attack. So, yeah.
Great. How are you guys doing this season?
So we've only played one game so far this season. Yeah. So we've had a little bit of a slow start where we didn't play anything the first week of the season. And we played against Richmond last week in our home opener. And we lost. We did. We lost 1-0 to Richmond. And fair play to Richmond. Richmond, I think, got two shots off the entire game. And one of them was an absolute belter off a set piece that was basically right inside the box, like in the corner of the box. Oh, wow. And ended up in the top corner of the other side of the net. Pretty much impossible to save a curler. And Greenville shot about 14 times, but Richmond, as per usual with Richmond, they had a really stout defense and took care of business. So 2-14, but we couldn't even pull a draw off last week, unfortunately, but we'll call that first game jitters.
Commiserations. We have yet to have our first win here in Phoenix too. So I know how there. That feels. Yeah. Brandon, how did your off season go? Do you have many players left? Do you have exciting new players? Do you have any coaching changes?
Yeah. So we definitely have exciting players. Greenville prides itself on having kind of they're a really consistent club in terms of who we keep and who we get rid of. We don't really get rid of very many people. A lot of our midfield is kind of still the same. We did lose a couple of players. We lost a lot of our fullback. We lost a few of our fullbacks and we got a few new forwards in. And so I'd say some of the big acquisitions, one midfielder that we desperately needed in Tevin Shaw, which, you know, if you in the Arizona area, at least, he played at FC Tucson last season. And so he's a true six, fantastic player. He's not the most exciting. He's going to be our tempo setter, our defensive midfielder, but he's fantastic player. I think he's a really important pickup for Greenville. We got Union Omaha's Devin Boyce, who played at Memphis last season. He's playing for the Triumph now. And then the big signing is Leonardo Castro, who recently played at Kaiser Chiefs and has won titles across Africa and Central America, or South America, sorry.
Oh, wow.
The striker from Kaiser Chiefs, who joined us this year. So that's our big, like, kind of marquee signing outside of players like Tevin Shaw and Devin Boyce. On top of all the players, our defensive core that we've basically had since the beginning, and our midfielders that we've had for most, if not all, of the time as well. So we've got a really solid squad that has been gelling for a while with a few new really lethal additions. So I'm really excited. And some new exciting, young, exciting additions as well, straight out of college. So looks like it could be a really awesome season.
Superb. Okay. Yeah.
And we had one coaching turnover. Our assistant coach and goalkeeping coach went to Columbus Crew 2. We hired two new people in their place, Nico Luque, who's the head assistant. And then we also signed Santiago Restrepo, who is our goalkeeping coach now. So we did have a little bit of turnover in the coaching department. But again, John Hark's still there. Rick Wright, who isn't one of the assistants, is still there. And then the high performance coach, Ryan McKee, is still there. So there's still a really solid core pretty much about Greenville, which we definitely pride ourselves on.
Gotcha. Okay. So who should Phoenix watch out for? So who's dangerous there in the midfield or in your forward line?
I would say definitely watch out for Leonardo Castro. And there's another kid, Liam McKinnon, who is a forward straight out of Villanova, who absolutely insane player. They played together last week, and those two, you get them in dangerous spots. I mean, they're going to be the people who put the game to bed if that's how it goes, for sure. Obviously, again, I brought up Tevin Shaw. Tevin Shaw is probably one of my favorite players right now, just because of what he brings to the team. It's something that we didn't have last year, and something okay. that I think will bring some kind of stability to the squad. But if we're talking about players to watch out for, Leonardo Castro is going to be probably the danger man, as well as Liam McKinnon. So it'll be interesting to see if they make the trip.
Okay, great. And what about weaknesses on your team? Like, if we were to capitalize on any areas, and I will answer that for you for sure.
No, that's great. I do think it's a little tough to say. You know, we're at the beginning of the season. Last week we were a little, you know, we were a little sloppy first weekend. It depends on kind of who we end up taking out there. I know there's some injuries still and some players who are kind of getting back to fitness coming into the year. I thought he played well, but one of the key areas that's going to be a point of mention is our center back pairing right now is a veteran, Evan Lee, and a player, Daniel Wu, who made his first professional start ever last week against Richmond.
Okay.
So he's fresh out of college, out of Georgetown. And so he's being thrown right into the middle of that. We may see someone else like Jamie Smith, who was one of our other center backs, kind of take that spot. But Daniel Wu got the start last week. And that, I think, will be one of the biggest points where there's a question mark. He's a really talented player, but he's green as all get out. And then on top of that, our goalkeeping is a big question mark as well. We have two players who, one who had never started a professional game before last week, again, who started in goal. And then another, Ben Hale, who played at Furman, who was who's All-American, really talented player, but he's dealt with a lot of injuries, and I didn't see him even on the team sheet last week. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Hopefully he's uninjured. Goalkeeping is not a negative, but it's definitely a question mark.
Sure.
Coming into the season, as well as with our main starting center back, Brandon Fricke, being kind of coming back from injuries, or I think surgery, not injury, sorry, as well. So the young center backs that are left will have to fill a big spot with Brandon Fricke being gone.
Wow. So, okay. So
yeah,
if our forwards can can, you know, bring their veteran experience to the game, then it could be a goal fest for Phoenix Rising, Brandon.
It could. I think that Daniel Wu did really well in his first game. And I mean, props to him. I thought it was a really solid defensive performance, but it almost seemed like I'm sitting there watching it and it felt like Richmond was targeting him last
week.
Like,
wow.
It was like,
okay.
They wouldn't press until Daniel Wu had the ball. And all of a sudden it was like, okay. Oh, high press time. Let's go get the new kid.
Right.
So I think that'll be a point where we'll probably see, I don't know if we'll see Phoenix kind of go in that direction as well, but it's definitely a possibility because it looked like Richmond was kind of going in that direction, trying to test the new guy out and test the waters to see if they could find some weaknesses on that right side of the field.
Gotcha. I'm interested to hear a little more about your style of play, but I will, you know, answer the question that I asked you. Something that sets our heart racing in Phoenix is when we're playing around the back, and so much of the possession is with the goalie and the center backs. Mm-hmm. And when you've got a high pressing team that are taking advantage of that, you know, you're just waiting for something to slip up. Yes, they're making room in the midfield by getting your opponents to push forward, but it just, things can go wrong so easily when the ball is crossing the goal line. So, you know, Juan Guerra himself has mentioned that when he's come on the show, that our goalie, he is young, doesn't have a ton of experience, so he takes risks, as opposed to our backup goalie, who's a lot more solid and won't take the risks. So although we like our goalkeeper, he's a new goalkeeper, and he's performed well, I think it just makes us nervous watching him get so much time on the ball, Brandon.
Oh yeah, no, that's a settling in period for sure. Yeah. Right, with a player like that, and especially someone who's confident, who wants to take risks and do well for the team, but also, you know, they feel like they've got the skills to make it happen. I get that.
Yeah. So your style of play, Brandon.
Yeah. No, Greenville isn't necessarily known for being high pressing. If that makes you feel any better. Greenville's really stout defensive. They've been known to press. Obviously, we've got some great center forwards who can kind of lead the line really well. But we're not known for our high pressing style or anything like that. If you watch a Greenville game, you know you're going to watch a team who's really defensively solid, who's not going to get pulled out of position very well. Really good at man marking, but also really good at not leaving holes open in the middle of the field. So we play a pretty standard 4-4-2. And we thrive on wing play. And that's one of the things that was kind of scary for us last year, is we love having our fullbacks come up the field and our wingers pushing up the field. All the progression comes through the wide areas. But then that means you don't have very many players left back to defend, right? You've got your center backs and maybe a couple other people. Are one of our midfielders, Aaron Walker, loves to, he likes to push forward too. We like to use him as a six, but he really likes to push forward, it seems. So signing Tevin Shaw is one of the things that, like, it's kind of stealing our midfield a little bit.
Okay.
Because last year we had a lot of really possession-based midfielders, not very many, like, hardcore defensive midfielders, and it left a lot of gaps. And it left a lot more work for our midfield and our center back pair. So I think that'll be an interesting thing to see is you know, obviously Phoenix plays that three at the back style. That's still kind of how y'all play, right? Kind of the three at the back,
right?
Aggressive three at the back, right?
Right.
Not really,
right.
Not like the good old fashioned super hardcore defensive, but really more possessive, right. Fun attacking side kind of.
Exactly. For years, it was a 4-4-3. And then with Juan Guerra coming in, it's been a three at the back. And we haven't had a win yet. We're three games in. We played one team twice already, San Diego Loyal, and they beat us the first time 3-0. Second game was a 2-0 draw. So we're seeing improvement week on week, and we're hoping that this next stretch, we've got an away game, and that's going to be rough for us. We've got a strong opponent that we're playing next weekend, but after that, I think things should start to balance out, and we'll start to pick up points. So score prediction.
I'm going to be a homer. I'm going to be a homer every time. So I'm going to say 2-1 Greenville.
Okay, good man.
It's a risky thing, but...
It's always a 4-0 win to Phoenix for me.
The confidence. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
I say that tongue-in-cheek. As you know, anything can happen with the Open Cup. And we saw that last year when we saw, you know, a Division II team take it all the way to the semifinal with Sac Republic. And it was incredible. And there were so many cup sets. Yeah, I'm excited for this. Is this the first game that you'll be playing in the Open Cup?
It is. Yeah. We always start in the second round.
Second round. So. Yeah. Same as us. Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, so you got to be careful. This is not the first time the Greenville team has beat a Juan Guerra team. So we beat Oakland last year in the Open.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
Just get ready. It should be a really exciting game. I'm really excited to see them play. Oakland was exciting to watch last year when they came to Greenville. So I'm going to be staying up late, drinking my coffee for this one for sure.
Look out for me right around the midfield, Brandon.
There you go. I will.
Thank you so much for coming on. It's been so much fun chatting with you, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.